The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Their second wasn't very good, and then, you know, we kind of recharged in between periods and just said, you know what, let's give it a real kick at this thing. We haven't played our best tonight. Let's start, you know, chipping away. And then we scored in the first shift, and we felt like they tightened up. So heading into overtime, it was just felt like we had some momentum from that third period. Obviously, they had dropped a two-goal lead late, and it can be hard to turn the switch back on. We know that from experience, you know, game five against St. Louis, so we just want to stay on it, come overtime, make sure we're sharp on details, and there's never a bad shot in overtime, and obviously Lecky comes up with another huge one.
There he is, my captain, Gabe Landeskog, and just so incredibly impressed, Mark, by the single-minded focus of this team, that they're down 4-2 in the third period. It would have been so, so easy to say, all right, hey, you know, we'll let this one go and we'll come back home, wrap it up, and off we go. But this team just, they're so relentless in their approach, and they flip the switch, score four goals in the third, and then the overtime winner, and hello, here we go, Stanley Cup Finals.
Dude, it would have been so easy to roll over, which you were hoping, because you wanted this, that you wanted them to have less time. You were hoping at that point where they were down 3-1 and 4-2, you're like, good. Thank goodness. I know what you were thinking.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were thinking that. Yes.
No, I raised the question yesterday, like any good talk show host should do.
Mm-hmm.
We raised the question. We debated it. It was not the same.
What do you got, a turd in your pocket?
It was not the same.
We didn't raise the question.
Saying, hey,
you raised the question.
All I said was, let's not, I'm not.
I hope they lose, is what I heard you say.
No, I never said that.
That's
wrong,
what I heard you
wrong,
say. Because they need more. They need less time off.
Wrong.
All right, move on.
That's just a lie. Next on The Morning Bro.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs. When I first got to Colorado in 2011, the team was dead last, had some up and down years after that, and we've been knocking on the door here the last couple of years. And, you know, just with injuries and things that happen along the way, you never know if it's that opportunity is going to come. So just soaking it all in, trying to embrace the moment, and just having a lot of fun. And, you know, you just never know when that opportunity is going to come. You know, it's been 900 games, 15 years. And then I look at Bo and he's got 30 games in 1 year. And I'm like, you're lucky, man. So I'm excited to have the chance.
Eric Johnson, feel really good. The longest tenured athlete in Denver pro sports right now. And
what year did he get here?
2012, 13. I'll go back and confirm that in a second.
But it was a long time.
But you experienced winning at an early age, and
right,
you got to do it again. As
sure,
a, but
and again, because I'm a champion.
Because you just ooze greatness.
Yes,
but it there had to be those moments that you saw athletes or guys who'd played a long time who finally got a chance to play for a Super Bowl. Never mind win a Super Bowl.
Sure.
But just, and to see you, there had to be just such positive, happy feelings for these guys to finally get this opportunity.
To see a guy like Neil Smith get an opportunity after playing in Kansas City. Now, they were a really good team, and they would get to the playoffs, but then they would poop in their helmets. So to see guys that come along and to get that opportunity to play in a championship game from different organizations that have been long-term, you know, long-time great athletes, it is fun. It's good for him, man.
DJ, by the way, came here in 2010.
2010.
So there you go. There you go. Longest tenured athlete and getting his first kick at the can. Love it. Next on The Morning Brew.
That was the first time I got to meet him. You know, Clint told me that his dad was going to come out, and I was very excited. I mean, it's hard, you know, when you go up there and it's pretty excited and awestruck, you know, for a guy that has had that much success throughout his career and win a Super Bowl. And I mean, he's amazing. And, you know, offer for him anytime he wants to be around or come around, you know, he's forgotten more football than I've forgotten, or forgotten more than I know, I guess. But no, he's great. And I'm very excited to have him around as much as he'd like to be.
Nathaniel Hackett.
I like that.
Gary Kubiak at practice yesterday, and obviously you heard it. Not all threatened by Gary Kubiak. And this is there's a lot of welcome changes going on with Nathaniel Hackett in charge. But one is the idea that, hey, all you former Broncos, You're welcome. Please come on by. You got so much to add. You got not only from just a football know-how, but culture, championships, what it takes. Please, doors open. I love that.
Yeah, one of the things that Coach Hackett and I talked about was just the nuance of this game. And, you know, Mike, to no fault, I mean, it's part of the collective bargaining agreement, and you bargain out practice time, you bargain out time around the facility, you bargain, you know, like, what you're getting in return is a little more time off. That's what you're bargaining, which is, you know, asinine. I'm going to lock myself out of a $50 million facility where I have everything, you know, everything is there for me so I can pay for it. Like, it's just the dumbest. Anyhow, I'm not busting on the PA. I am, but I'm just like, whatever. You guys want to do, you can do it. But the bottom line is this, for me, is the nuance is part of what's been lost, because it's hard to get nuance when you're not all together and you're not all. So he understands, man. He understands. If I can get information, if I can get a better way to do things, I'll take it. And he's right about Gary, man. Gary is such a respected football coach, a respected human being, that why would you not want that guy around your organization?
Next on the Morning Brew.
They always say, man, practice is like how you play in the game. It's like game reality. So my plan is to go out here every day trying to cause as much havoc as I can and let it carry over to Sundays.
There's Bradley Chubb, who says for the first time in a long time, he can just go out right now and just play football.
Yeah.
And not worry about having to rehab another injury. He feels good, and he says, we're ready to see the real Bradley Chubb.
Good.
Confident that we'll see that, or will yet another injury knock this guy
back again? I hope that we get to see that. I don't have a ton of confidence, because once you start getting hurt, it's hard to get off that train. This football, the game of football is not if, it's when you get injured. You're going to get injured. There's 100% likelihood that you're going to get hurt when you play this game. So, yeah, I hope that Bradley Chubb is correct. Because if you get Bradley Chubb off of one edge and Randy Gregory off the other edge, you've got a pretty formidable duo there. And then you've got other guys coming off the edge, you know, Malik and Cooper and a couple other guys. Like, you've got a nice rotation on paper, but, you know, still, it's on paper.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to each and every morning at 6:30.